I'm Hillary Acer, welcoming you to Raise the Line with Osmosis from Elsevier, an ongoing exploration about how to improve health and healthcare. Today, we continue our Next Gen Journeys series, featuring conversations with students, residents, and early career health professionals around the globe to get their fresh perspectives on education, medicine, and the future of healthcare. I'm delighted to welcome Lauren Lodico, the 72nd president of the National Student Nurses Association and a senior BSN student at the Hagen School of Nursing and Health Sciences at Molloy University in Rockville Center, New York. Lauren has held several leadership positions in on-campus and statewide nursing associations and has been recognized with the President's Award from the American Nurses Association, New York, among other honors. Outside of her academic pursuits, Lauren is involved in peer mentoring, and she works at a large private psychiatry practice in Long Island. Her ultimate goal is to become a nursing educator and researcher. Lauren, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start with your journey into nursing. What first got you interested in healthcare?
So most people I know have had some kind of experience in healthcare that formulated them to seek a career in it. However, that wasn't the case for me. Originally, I wanted to be a doctor. I loved medicine. And ever since I was a kid, I would always volunteer my help whenever it came to, you know, family matters or anyone needing a helping hand, whether that's a stranger or a friend. It really felt like a calling to help all my life. So when I found nursing, I knew that it was definitely the career for me. And while at times it's been definitely challenging in nursing school, I know that this is 1000% the career where I'm meant to be.
So you've always been a helper. That's great. I can assume that that fits quite well with nursing.
Oh, yes.
You've also started to get involved in nursing student associations. I'd love to know why you were drawn to some of those leadership positions and getting involved in these group organizations. And maybe you can speak a little bit about what you've gained from those experiences.
Absolutely. So the biggest thing I tell people is I always love to bite off more than I can chew. In all honesty, I just love to be involved. And so when I commit to something, I really want to be fully committed. And that meant being fully committed to nursing. So I heard about my local student nursing association, quickly was voted on the board for my freshman year. And then that same year ran for the Nursing Students Association of New York State and immediately fell in love with nursing leadership. I was able to really refine my leadership skills and become a delegator, an advocate, a communicator, definitely more resilient, a team player, and so much more. I can truly say that my experiences and involvement with my local, state, and national nursing associations has helped evolve me into a better nurse for my patients, and also in the process, a better nursing leader for my fellow colleagues.
Well, even though you've bitten off a lot, it sounds like you're balancing things quite well, and you've clearly had a lot of success in your nursing student organizations, including the National Student Nurses Association, in your current role as president. So how did you go from kind of being voted on the local chapter board to becoming president?
So it really was a game day decision for me. I've been to all of the mid-year conventions that the NSNA has put on and the annual conventions as well. And I knew from the mid-year prior to when I ran for annual that I was going to run for president. And I really had climbed my way up the leadership ladder, and I knew I wanted to continue forth and do something bigger than myself and really challenge myself and go out of my comfort zone and do something nationally. So at the National Student Nurses Association, we're really focused on bringing nursing students together and providing a place for mentorship, for advocacy, professional development. We advocate using our autonomous voice as an organization for nursing students, a board of directors run by nursing students, and then an exceptional staff that's really dedicated to NSNA's mission about nursing students. So as president, not only do I preside over meetings, but I'm the organization's point person, and I'm that nationally. So for me, that was the challenge was, how can I go from representing a state, statewide, you know, like New York, and then bring that to a national scope. So I really wanted to challenge myself, put myself in a similar role, but to a bigger extent. So over the course of my presidency, I've done a bit of traveling, visiting fellow organizations at their annual conferences, and then bringing greetings on behalf of the organization as a whole. And additionally, I also started a blog for the NSNA president in hopes of providing more transparency for local school organizations looking to get involved with NSNA and having an open communication. So I've really stretched my comfort zone and tried to bring the national organization down to both the state and local levels to kind of mesh us all together as one.
The big leap from going from a local chapter right to the president, but it sounds like
Yes.
you're taking it in stride. You're making your improvements with the blog. You're visiting, you know, local groups. So it sounds like you're really embodying this role and as a leader. Tell us a little bit more about what NSNA members receive once they join the organization. I know there are networking events, scholarships, and other benefits, but why would a nursing student want to join NSNA?
So, like I mentioned before, we have a lot of professional development opportunities, and I happen to touch upon two of them, and that's mid-year conference and our annual conference. Those are really big events that we hold, and nursing students travel from across the country to come and hear from exceptional speakers, and we hold different breakout sessions, and we really get to communicate as a board to the local and the state levels, which is really nice. Additionally, we hold throughout the year, we hold webinars on various topics to keep nursing students engaged with NSNA. And recently, we just had one with two of our NSNA directors and our secretary treasurer that were able to provide students with tips on how to run their school or state chapters successfully. And then at our conferences, like I said, we have an exhibit hall, we have enriching breakout sessions and keynote speakers. But my favorite part of the conferences are the chances to meet students from all across the states. I now have friends in Arkansas, in Nevada, and I keep in contact with them, and it's really nice. So NSNA friendships really last a lifetime. And then through the foundation of the National Student Nurses Association, we offer tons of scholarships to pre-licensure students. And the deadline this year just passed, but you can find more information at forevernursing.org.
That's great to hear. Well, hopefully next year, any students who are interested in getting those scholarships can apply on time. However, it sounds like there are several more events to look forward to this year. So we will make sure to link to any organization information for those who want to learn more. You mentioned a little bit that the NSNA advocates for the interests and needs of nursing students at more of a national level. What are some of the priorities for NSNA, and what are students, you know, needing advocacy for?
So every year, NSNA has our annual convention, and we receive NSNA resolutions. These resolutions come directly from the students on what they'd like to see NSNA work on for that prior for the next year. And they vary from all different topics. We have all of our NSNA resolutions from the past 10 years linked to our website. And so, like I said, the students submit the resolutions. They're voted on by our House of Delegates at annual convention. And then those resolutions guide the organization's advocacy efforts and really provide a framework for addressing key issues that are affecting our nursing students. So we monitor closely the national healthcare policies and initiatives. And then we ensure that the voices and the concerns of our nursing students are being heard by policymakers according to the resolutions that are submitted that prior year. So we really make sure that our NSNA resolutions become our policies. So anything that the students submit is voted on by the students, and then the board of directors that is nursing students works on those policies for the next year. So it's really nice to work on issues that are affecting nursing students. And as a nursing student yourself, you see those issues pop up in your own career experience as a nursing student. So to work on the issues that you're currently faced with and that, you know, your fellow future colleagues are faced with, it's really the core of advocacy work, not only for yourself, but for your colleagues. So it's Really, really a great experience, especially to be in that House of Delegates room at annual convention when you have, 400 nursing students in one room and everyone is so passionate about being there, about getting a chance to vote on these policies for the organization. So our advocacy work, it might seem at the student level that we're not as passionate as we can be, at legislative levels and as you develop in your career, but this is where it really starts and you can see how passionate the students are. So it's really exceptional.
Sounds very meaningful to kind of have an impact on, like you said, the issues that you're facing as a nursing student or an early nurse in your career. Increasing the diversity of healthcare workforce is a big issue. What is the NSNA doing in that regard?
So we are committed to promoting diversity and inclusivity at all levels. We prioritize this by implementing resolutions that support the LGBTQIA community. And we recognize the impact on climate health on DEI initiatives. So we address ageism and sexism in nursing, and we actively support the NSNA's Breakthrough to Nursing project. This project aims to increase the number and diversity of students choosing nursing as a career, specifically targeting groups that have historically been underrepresented in this field. NSNA has endorsed this project since 1965, reflecting our concern regarding the inadequate delivery of healthcare to minority group members and the insufficient representation of minority group healthcare providers. So, in addition to that, NSNA has recently joined, and we are very proud of joining the ANA National Commission to Address Racism in Nursing. And that further demonstrates our commitment to addressing systemic issues. Our foundation of the National Student Nurses Association also offers numerous scholarships specifically targeted towards students from DEI populations. And we are actively integrating cultural competency and diversity into our nursing simulations, ensuring that all aspects of DEI are accounted for and prioritized. So we believe by implementing all of these projects, that we're really supporting the DEI initiative, and we're promoting equitable health care for all.
Sounds like it's been a priority for you guys for a long time, for you all for a long time, which is great. And one of the hopes is that, if we can meet some of these initiatives, not just the NSNA, but Osmosis and Elsevier have a large number of initiatives. I'm not sure if you're familiar with one of our sister companies called Complete Anatomy, but they just launched the first female anatomical 3D version that hadn't been seen before. That happened last year. So there's a lot of really important initiatives that are hopefully going to impact not just health outcomes, but also increasing diversity of the health workforce, which is such an important issue and has been well studied. So it's great to hear that we're aligned, and there's a lot of organizations, I think, really pushing that forward in a positive way. Going back to your experience as the president of NSNA, what are some of the highlights of that role? And maybe can you describe a little bit more about your role as the president and what exactly you're doing in that organization?
So I serve as more of a representative of the board. I do a lot of traveling, like you said. I also attend a lot of when we have presentations that are requested of us. I gave two different presentations for the United States government this year, which was insanely big as a nursing student and something NSNA hasn't had for numerous years, which was amazing. But my experience as president really has been life-changing. It's opened my eyes to nursing leadership in a whole new national scope, and I've really loved every second of it. I think three of my favorite experiences so far was attending the American Nurses Association membership assembly this past June, traveling to Montreal for the International Council of Nurses, their student assembly and conference, and then attending the Nursing Organizations Alliance in Providence, Rhode Island. At ANA, I was able to give greetings on behalf of NSNA, and because of the hard work our organization does in parallel with ANA, we received a standing ovation, which, as a student, to receive a standing ovation from 500 plus nursing leaders across the country was just, I mean, it started my own tears for just how much NSNA does and how much I've seen over the past 4 years NSNA do, and the real appreciation of it from our future nursing colleagues. So that was amazing. And in Montreal, I was able to network with students from across the globe, see nurses in their country's ethnic attire, and meet so many influential people. So that was really awesome as well. And in Rhode Island, I was able to network with presidents and CEOs and executive directors of many different nursing organizations, like the Emergency Nurses Association, the American Holistic Nurses Association, ANA, the National League of Nursing, and more. And it was here where I really started to look at my role models in leadership and understand them better as people rather than just a face in the media. And I think that's really needed and important and appreciated as a nursing student that is coming into a profession, looking at these role models and understanding that they have so many similarities to me, and that's something that in the course of my life can be achievable. You know, sometimes we say just a nursing student, and it's really, we have to eliminate the just, because every single person in nursing leadership that got there was a nursing student at one point. So we have to eliminate that stigma of, oh, I'm just a nursing student.
Definitely. And recognizing everyone has a voice and everyone can have an impact no matter what stage they are in their nursing career. It sounds like you've had, again, a huge impact as the NSNA president, the standing ovation. Congratulations on that. I would love to get a copy of your speech and figure out what was said and what was so important in that speech. But regardless, networking, meeting some of your mentors are just a few things you've mentioned. I'm curious if you have any kind of role models that you'd like to share or speak about here, and maybe in particular what you appreciate about them.
So I do have mentors. I have two that I can think of right now that have been really influential to me this year. And the first mentor that I ever had, and one that I think I'll have forever, she knows she can't get rid of me, is Dr. Kenya Williams. She is the executive director of NSNA and took office in the beginning of August. As a past NSNA president herself and a past board member, she really has provided me with a wealth of knowledge about how to be a good leader, tips on how to handle, sticky situations, and more. And that's the strength of a good mentor. However, Dr. Williams is more family than she is a mentor. She pushes me, supports me, and she's truly there for the hills and valleys in my life. And that makes her more family than a mentor to me, and a relationship in my life that I'll treasure for the rest of my career and the rest of my life. And my other mentor that has really helped me this year would be Dr. Marilyn Dollinger, president of the American Nurses Association, the New York chapter. And she helped me with a presentation that I gave on behalf of NSNA, for the United States government, and really believed in me when I was having trouble believing in myself. And she presented me with the President's Award, as you mentioned, Hillary. And it was really such a monumental milestone for me in my nursing career.
That's great. It sounds like you've surrounded yourself by some really helpful and caring and supportive individuals who, yeah. And I think, when you have a mentor that kind of believes in you when you don't, or that can lift you up when you're doubting yourself, that's a really great mentor to have in your corner. So thanks for sharing those two examples. Getting back to you as a nursing student for a moment. So you have a lot to balance. You're juggling your studies, your work, your mentorship, leading the NSNA, and I'm sure other activities. So how do you balance it all? And do you have any strategies that you can share?
So I always preface and I say it's hard, but it's not impossible. When I looked back on my high school career, as I was a traditional college student where I came straight from high school, I wondered how I was so involved and managed it all. And I told myself, college, I'm going to take a break. And then looking back at my 4 years, I actually did the exact opposite. In fact, I think I was able to get more involved. And the best way that I manage my schedule is a written calendar. I write down every little minute that I have to get done, every little thing, and continuously come back to it to ensure I get it all done. You have to be really good at scheduling your time and keeping yourself focused. There have been times that All I've wanted to do is go home from clinical, sit on the couch, watch reruns of something like the rest of my clinical group was going to do. But it's discipline. And once you conquer self-discipline, the rest is really just a landslide. So my best piece of advice to achieving self-discipline would be know your weaknesses, change your perspective on whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is you'd like to do, and know that it's okay to start again from square one. There's a lot of times I was so defeated in, I would go and sit down and watch reruns, and then I would be, so upset with myself that I didn't sit down and get, a presentation done or get more schoolwork done. But it's okay to start again from square one and have some little bit of leeway with yourself.
Yeah, we know how much is on the shoulders of nursing students and the need to take a break sometimes and to watch your Netflix show or to, sleep in. So, finding that balance, I imagine, is just even more difficult given all the time pressures and additional demands. But I love the advice to really find discipline and start from scratch again. Maybe if you stumble a little bit, there's no shame in starting fresh the next day or trying to kind of reset your goals. So, continuing on in the nursing profession itself, we know that there are higher rates of burnout lately. And I'd love to get your thoughts on that as you're entering your career as an early nursing professional. What do you think, the staffing shortages will be looking like, and how do you think that that might impact you and your colleagues?
Like I said, I was a traditional nursing, a traditional college student where I came straight from high school into college, into nursing school. And at the close of my high school career, the pandemic began. So, everything was kind of up in the air. And a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, you're going to nursing during a pandemic. So really the struggles of today's nursing population has been on my mind since I entered school. And like I said, I entered at the height of the pandemic when everything was kind of uncertain. So it was always something that was continuously in the back of my head as my schooling career progressed. However, as a senior nursing student now looking back, it really doesn't frighten me anymore. And I think it's because I know I'm not just a patient advocate, but I'm my colleague's advocate too. So I can use my skills that I've learned over the course of my nursing leadership experience to be the voice of the collective group, not tolerate, behavior from hospital systems that don't want to look at these pressing issues at hand. Additionally, I've been to legislators' offices and advocated for these issues just as a student alone. So I'm not scared to do it every single year until we're heard and changes made. We should have proper pay. We should be properly staffed. We should be able to come to work in a healthy work environment and not have to worry about getting assaulted with no repercussions. And we should have support in place so nurses don't reach the level of burnout that we're seeing today. So I think it's going to take a lot of advocacy. I'm prepared. I know a bunch of people in my NSNA board are prepared to tackle the profession and these pressing issues. So as the younger generations of nursing students are entering the profession, I think that's going to be an overwhelming trend that we're seeing is that a lot of these nurses aren't going to take this kind of behavior. And we're going to stick up for ourselves like NSNA has been doing for the past 4 years that I've been a part of their organization.
Wow. So I can sense the passion in your voice and how much you care about these nursing issues, which is probably why you're in the position you're in today. And I just want to point out a couple of things that you mentioned. So you started your nursing education at the height of COVID. Wow. That sounds like a very bold and courageous decision, at a time when obviously people were leaving healthcare in droves. People were getting sick because of their jobs in healthcare. So just want to thank you for choosing that line of work because it's so important to all of us and all of our family members and loved ones. And second, you mentioned just the advocacy piece, and I want to point that out again. I'm curious if you have any advice for maybe nurses that are not connected with an organization or an association of some kind. What can they do, to get involved in some of this advocacy work if there's an issue at their hospital system or even education system? What advice do you have for them?
So my biggest thing would be always escalate it, especially if it's at your hospital system. I would escalate the issue, nurse manager, nursing administration, keep it going until your voice is eventually heard. If you think it's more of a systemic issue that's not just at your hospital system and at multiple hospital systems and healthcare systems, my biggest piece of advice would be to contact the American Nurses Association. They have a Hill Day where they invite nurses from across the country to meet in Washington, D.C. It's usually in June. I went and I attended as a nursing student. And this is open to nursing students, nurses. You go and you meet with your legislators, both in the Senate and in the House, and you really talk about the pressing issues that they're having across the country with nurses. So I know some of the topics that were talked about this past June was the ICANN Act, which is going to allow more advanced practice nurses, so NPs in that scope of practice, to have more prescribing rights when it comes to, I believe, Medicare and Medicaid. So that was one of the bills that were talked about. Another one was the national nursing workforces and getting more funding to, state workforces that will help to collect data for to see how many nurses we need in each state. And we can only do that if we have the funding for it. So we can really analyze, okay, where is our nursing shortage? What specific fields of nursing is our nursing shortage in? And to help us gauge how many nursing students we need to pump through the pipeline and figure out all that data. So that was another bill that we advocated for as well.
Great. So a couple of different things escalated up the kind of leadership chain within your system or within your institution. And then second, potentially joining this ANA Hill Day where you can directly advocate for any issues with your local representatives. That sounds really interesting and sounds like it's been quite fruitful in supporting nursing legislation. So thank you for giving us those tips. Now, you are about to complete your last year, or you are in your last year rather, of nursing school. What are your future plans for furthering your education?
So a lot of people that I've heard are like, I'm gonna wait 3 years and then, see how I feel and maybe go back. And I know that I want to go back right away. I always wanted to be a doctor as a kid, as I mentioned. So I am going to be a doctor. I'm determined to go back and get my master's in nursing, my master's in leadership, my master's in business administration, my DNP, my PhD, whatever I can get my hands on. I want to gather up all the degrees I can and make that list behind my name as long as possible. Like alphabet soup is what I tell everyone.
Ambitious.
So I would like to do as much schooling as I can for as long as I can, until they knock down my door and tell me no, and then I want to keep going after that.
That's great. It sounds like, yeah, you've got a long future ahead of you in learning and kind of continuing that lifelong education. You also mentioned earlier that you want to be an educator. Talk to us a little bit about that goal.
Teaching was always a path I had wanted to take in my career, which is why I originally started peer mentoring in both our clinical learning center lab, and our simulation lab and at our school. I think it's really important to pave the way in nursing, but also make sure that there are footsteps behind us that are stronger and possess more tools than my generation did, so that we can bring better change to our profession, better advocacy, continue making the nursing profession a career that people would like to enter.
That's great. And as we close up our conversation today, Lauren, I'll ask you just to go back in time a little bit. And if you could give yourself as a younger nursing student some advice, what would you say?
I think I'd say reach for the stars. I had never anticipated that there were so many career paths in nursing when I entered the profession. Things I would never have expected nursing to have a branch into did. So the best thing about being a nurse is hearing stories from more senior nurses that have taken part in groundbreaking research, led fantastic organizations, of over 100,000 members, having a plethora of patients and bedside stories, and are still in some educational program advancing themselves. And whether that's in patient care, or whether that's in, you know, organizational leadership. So getting involved with both my local chapter and the National Student Nurses Association really helped me to gain insight of the trajectory of my own career and where I wanted to go in the future. So although it was extremely challenging to get where I am in my shoes as a senior, I really implore every nursing student and future nursing student, start working on your resiliency now, because it's going to get challenged a time or two in nursing school. Keep your options open. Network as much as you can for as long as you can in nursing school, because those connections are going to last your lifetime. Those are going to be the people that you connect with in 20, 30 years, looking for a job out of state or looking for a recommendation letter, people that you met once at a conference or twice at a conference, and always keep being a lifelong learner. Don't shut yourself off to, you know, I'm never going back to school. Always keep your options open and keep looking to learn more about your profession, about what's out there, what's up and coming with evidence-based practice, and reach for the stars. Really, if you want to go back, go back and go back for all the degrees. If you want to keep going in nursing leadership, make sure you join a bunch of organizations and climb the ladder up. And so I definitely say reach for the stars, and anything is possible in this profession, and meet as many people as you can, and love every second of it.
It's a great message for our nursing audience, Lauren. So thank you for sharing that. And we've covered a lot today. So we've covered, you know, a lot of your background into nursing, the NSNA and the organization, your role as president, some of the benefits members can get, and of course, your future. And we'll just end with wishing you the best on your next journey. I'm sure in a few years, you'll be in a bigger leadership role somewhere in a nursing organization, or, you know, with a few extra letters behind your name. And we really appreciate you being with us today, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And with that, I'm Hillary Acer. Thanks for checking out today's show. Remember to do your part to raise the line and strengthen the healthcare system. We're all in this together.
If you like this podcast, please share it on your social channels. You can also subscribe to the series and check out all of our episodes at osmosis.org/raisethelinepodcast.